Hello, hello, everyone. How are you doing? I am DJ Dr. Watts. My partner is Lady Jen. We are ambassadors of good frequency. I know that I had started this episode series about my way on my way to Billboard and to the Grammys, and well, to Billboard, and I am still, in fact, on that road. I wanted to update you guys and let you know I'm going to be making more regular podcasts, little episodes. I want to tell you some of the things that have been happening. My wife and I started an incense business called God Dog Incense. You can catch us online at goddogincense.com. We're selling premium hands dipped incense that we dip ourselves. But that was one of the things that kind of took some of my attention away, because I was just like directed by my spirit to just get this started so this could be working while this album working. Because one thing I believe is I have like 10, 12 things working while I'm going to have these albums working. I'm not waiting for these albums to start working to make me money. I got all kind of little passive income music sitting on TV shows. I got music stuff sitting over here. I got merch sitting over here, big and tall clothes over here on this site. But now I got all that working. And say, well, I got that working, I'm finna get on this music. So now back to the music. I appreciate your attention. Back to the music. Now, I had to purchase some more software in order to complete doing these vocals and to take this music to the professional level. And it was a significant investment, but it was worth it, because one of these shows I watch, I think it's called Russ. It's not Russ Brothers, where they go, Mike and his friend, they redo cars. He has this thing where he says that no SHIT leaves the shop. So that's one of the things about it. Is over here at 49 Studios, at DJ Dr. Watson, Lady Jen, we do not believe in Son of Man Records, which is our record company. We don't believe that it should be putting out anything that's not, that's substandard, that's not good or better than what's commercially available. So now that the software is there, my mind is actually just blown what this software has been able to do to these vocals and how it's going to take this music to the next level, and how it is just amazing. And I just can't wait to share it with you guys. But I can't share the music yet because, number one, we're still on this road and I want to take you on the journey. I've been in the studio mastering all day today. And while I was mastering today, I was just listening to it, and I was listening to professional tracks, and then I was go back and listen to that and listen to another track, you know, and it would just give me an idea if I'm going in the same vein of those, you know, professional artists. And I am just in love with the results. And the first single that's coming out is, well, two singles are getting ready to come out. One is called Internet Hustler. Internet Hustler's Anthem. That is something that pays homage to all the people that's working on the internet, because I've been doing it for like going on almost over 20 years now. And I just wanted to write a song about that. And it's like, I don't want to give away. I ain't going to tell you what it's like. But that's the name of it. It's called Internet Hustler's Anthem. Then I got another song coming out called Boy Got Beats. And that's a song that's kind of, just kind of self-explanatory. But I've been getting my flow together. And I'm going to tell you something. I've been in music since I was 5, and I've never stopped. I played drums in the church. I played sousaphone, saxophone, piano. I practiced backup for Boys to Men once. I have music in several TV shows, Love and Hip Hop, Total Divas, performing DJ. I do dubstep, old dubstep, new dubstep, bass music. It doesn't matter. Rhythm, it doesn't matter. And I've been rapping since like the 80s, but I can rap in the style of the 80s, but I can also rap in the style of the 90s. I can rap in the style of the 2000s. I can rap in style even of today. And that's what's going to make this album different. With me being 51 years old and being able to put in this album out and daring to say that I'm going to not only touch Billboard top 200 or one, what is it? 200 or 100. Not only, you know, I'm going to push our company and we're going to touch that, and not only touch that, we're going to chart, and not only chart, we're going to move. And what's going to have to be, it's going to have to be something that the people want. And that's the secret to our sauce. I can't give you all the information, but I can tell you, as if anything in marketing, you must give the people what they want. And that's what our main objective is. So you guys stay tuned. Going to take you on this journey as we're going, as we're getting the music. We're releasing. We got ideas. Should we release the music here? Should we release it over in Asia, in the East only? Should we release it over in the East and release it over in Africa and not release it over in America, but for only for sale and not for streaming? I don't know. If it gets hot enough, who knows what it may cause those people that, you know, in streaming services call us to get a better deal. Because, you know, those incremental cents just don't attract me. I'd rather sell three CDs and sit up and wait for that incremental money to come in. I mean, I'll do it on top of money, but it is what it is. But anyway, I'm going to be like touching on like lo-fi. I'm going to be touching on dubstep. I'm going to be touching on old school hip hop, new school hip hop, West Coast, East Coast, electronic music. I even want to put in some a freestyle. You know, freestyle, like I just love that music, and I just want to celebrate it. I don't want to try to lift it up out of any kind of bellows that it's in, because it's not in any bellows. If I want to bring anything to the music, it's life. So what I want to do is I want to lift it up, and I want to bring more light to that beautiful genre of music, because I just love, you know, like Lisa Cole Jam, you know. And shout out to I'm trying to think of the DJ that's on Facebook that what is his name? I think it's Frankie something. But anyway, he's a DJ on there. He's always doing freestyle. So, and that was one that was turned on to me by Lady Jen. I didn't even know there was a such thing. I just thought it was electronic music that just happened to sound like that. But that's going to be part of the album also. And the music is going to be like released, probably going to be released over in East. It's going to be released over here in America for sale only. So, until the next episode, this has been the longest one. This is almost a 7-minute one. I usually don't go this long. But anyway, on the next podcast, I'm going to be letting you guys know exactly what's happening in the business, what's happening with the t-shirts, what's happening with the music, what we're doing, and give you an idea how everything is going. So y'all stay cool, hang loose, and remember, fly, pimp, fly.